You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Tis the night before Christmas in Paternoster Row, and footsteps are stirring the crisp, even snow. These carolers' voices so bright and so keen bring festive good tidings to number 13.
Christmas, one and all!
Strax, what's that noise?
We are under attack.
Attack?
Mend the barricades.
It's just carol singers, look.
Ah, that's what they want you to think.
Strax, this alarm.
I beg your pardon?
I said, these alarms!
What about them?
Turn them off!
Of course! Now, which button was it? Perhaps not that one.
How'd it go, Mom?
No serious injuries, thank goodness. And I've made a substantial donation to the Church Roof Fund to keep the incident out of the newspapers.
What incident?
Last night.
The very vivid demonstration of your new security measures.
Ah, these so-called carol singers will think twice before attempting to breach our defences again.
Strax, why have you surrounded the house with booby traps?
To combat the escalating local crime wave.
You mean the broken window at number 5?
And the theft of Mrs. McQueenie's ornamental cherry tree?
It's petty crime. I don't think the St. Mungo's Church Choir are behind it.
Criminals are becoming ever more ingenious in the art of disguise. The word on the street is of nothing else.
The word on the street? You mean...
My most valued informant, Old Smallpiece.
Well, even if he's right, which he won't be, do we really need to turn the house into a death trap?
Number 13 contains treasures far greater than any flowering shrub. It is imperative they remain secure.
That is most certainly true.
So, apart from the electrified doorbell, is there anything else?
Is there anything else? Oh, yes.
Such as?
Holographic surveillance front and rear, twin-level plasma barricades, thermic ramparts to the mezzanine floor, and laser crenellations on the roof. I considered a moat of acid, but realised this may cause problems with the milkman. Instead, I went for lava.
Blimey.
Then there are the internal systems. Security doors, fire doors, vacuum doors, trap doors, and tripwires. Oh, and I've rigged the floor in the scullery so that every tile not within the numerical sequence pi will explode on impact.
How does that work?
No idea. I have also improved general defences across the whole spectrum, from natural disaster to all-out interplanetary war. Viz, magnetic suction loops to disable androids, air conditioning to repel gas-based life forms...
Strax!
...and a sprinkler system pumping liquefied super ice in case of attack by a fire demon or sentient sun. Yes, Mom?
You are going to give us training.
These are security systems, Mom. The fewer people that understand them, the better. Oh, very well.
Good. Now... On the subject of Old Smallpiece, I think you should pay him a visit regarding our arrangement.
You, there! No loitering in the doorway. Some of us have business to attend to.
Strax? Well, bless me.
Mr. Jago. Good to see you, sir. Apologies for my rudeness. I assumed you were merely random human scum.
Oh, no, I'm very specific, human scum. And let no one tell you otherwise. What brings you out east?
Business and pleasure. Yourself?
Shopping for something rather rarefied. drawn a blank everywhere from Bermondsey to Bond Street. And if I don't find what I want soon, I shall have to add shoe leather to the list.
This is your lucky day, Mr. Jago. Whatever you require, look no further.
Than what?
Then the very establishment you stand outside. Old Small Pieces Emporium.
In there? Are you sure?
Don't let the small, shabby exterior fool you. On the inside, Old Small Pieces Emporium is one of the largest, shabbiest shops in London. Follow me, and mind your wallet.
Strax, you spud-faced loon!
Ah, classic small piece.
Compliments of the season. Who's your friend?
Henry Gordon Jago, sir. Young Strax here has given you quite the recommendation.
Oh, and he ain't even on a cut! Is there a reason you're dressed as Father Christmas?
I'm not dressed as Father Christmas. Are you already drunk?
Your friend?
Mr. Jago, are you dressed as Father Christmas?
I am. On the way to a children's party. Just need something to entertain the little angels. The great Scaglione was originally engaged, but pulled out at short notice on account of being stuck in his own magic cabinet since second house last.
So, what, magic tricks?
Preferably simple to learn, impressive to witness, and soft on the pocket. Mr. Smallpiece, if you can oblige, you will not merely be helping an impecunious impresario out of a sticky spot. You'll be putting a smile on the cherubic face of each and every inmate of the Smeaton Street Orphanage.
Jimmy! See what we've got under conjuring, illusions, leisure domain, magic, and prestidigitation. No, prestidigitation. By press flowers. Oh, never mind. He won't be a minute. And how can I help you, Strax?
Madame Vastro would like to inquire if you have any under-the-counter specials. Is there something in your throat? Should I administer the Heisenberg manoeuvre?
You know the rules. No talking about the special stuff.
Special stuff?
Oh, well, Jimmy's back. Look at that, Mr. Jago. Plenty to choose from.
What do you think the orphans would find most entertaining?
Well, you got to have a wand, surely.
It all goes without saying. Hmm. Aha. This is a beauty. Yes. Yes, that'll do. What else?
How about the top hat of surprise?
How does it work?
Well, tap it with a wand.
Ah. Alakazam! Oh, a dove, by Jove.
It's like magic. Either that or a short-range transmat.
8 bob to you.
8 bob? Well, maybe. What else have you got? Is that young urchin supposed to be rummaging around under your counter?
Oi!
A thief! Engage pursuit!
Which way did he go?
Well, it was only an umbrella. Hardly crime of the century.
There!
Oh, you never catch him now. He's... Well, dash me optics.
You, girl! Hand over your ill-gotten gains, or I will obliterate you.
Is that young lad floating?
There's no escape that way. You can float, but you can't hide.
He's losing his grip on the brolly. He's going to... Oh, that's all right. Seems quite a strong swimmer.
Well, never mind that tow rag. What about my umbrella?
Halfway to Hackney, I should say. Was that by any chance one of your under-the-counter specials?
No. It's just an ordinary umbrella.
No need to be coy, Smallpiece. Mr. Jago is one of us. He is well-versed in alien matters through his association with Professor Lightfoot.
Oh, Georgie boy, why didn't you say?
That's all the calling card I need, is it? I see.
Small Piece does not deal merely in earthly tat. He is well connected in London's alien underworld.
Anyone wants to buy or sell something that don't rightly belong on this planet, I'm your man.
And where does Madame Vastra come in?
Oh, she doesn't. She and Miss Jenny prefer to wait in the tea shop around the corner rather than set foot in, how did you put it? That ridiculous man's grubby little junk shop.
Ahem. Any alien stuff, what you might call dangerous, Madame Vestra gets first refusal.
Small Piece provides a valuable service in removing such threats from the streets of London. The large sums of money the Bymistress provides in compensation are neither here nor there.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, Small Piece, do you have anything for me today?
Hmm? Well, now, Strax, as you ask, yes and no. I'm trying something a bit different.
Empty-handed, Strax. I take it Small Piece had nothing of interest?
Well, yes and no.
What's that supposed to mean?
Precisely my thoughts when Small Piece said it. What's that supposed to mean, I thought.
And?
This catalogue will explain.
Old Small Pieces, seasonal auction and miscellany.
Let me see. An auction of alien artefacts. That man.
Enterprising, isn't it? Isn't it?
Surely not.
What is it, Mom?
Here, lot 17.
Prehistoric fossil.
It is a crude drawing, but coupled with the description, I believe I know what this item is. A creature from my own era.
Splendid!
No, Strax. There is no time to lose. It cannot fall into the wrong hands.
Madame Vestra! An unexpected honour. Come for the auction? It's in the back.
We had an arrangement.
Well, yeah. Thing is, you ain't the only customer who's interested in the esoteric.
Mr. Smallpiece, I'm trying to keep these artefacts out of the hands of those who are not fit to possess them.
Oh, very noble, but business is business. Oh, look at that. Time to kick things off. See you in there, eh?
I always said. Didn't I always say, never trust a small piece?
And quite right you were. Is that Mr. Jago?
Oh, yeah. What on earth's he wearing?
Mr. Jago?
Well, you brought the gang. Young Jenny Flint. And you, Madame Vestra, I'd know you anywhere, veiled or not.
I am not the only one who is incognito.
Hmm?
The Father Christmas outfit?
Oh, yes. I was just prepping for a kiddies' party. I'm not the real thing. Can't afford the reindeer.
And how is Professor Lightfoot?
I wouldn't know. He's taken up a better offer this festive season. Luxuriating in Luxor with his lady friend. It's becoming a habit.
So you're all alone this Christmas?
I do indeed find myself socially embarrassed. But I'm sure I shall struggle through.
If you fancy a change of scenery, why not join us at Paternoster Row?
I wouldn't want you to feel obliged. I'm not yet an object of charity.
No charity. Purely for the pleasure of your company, we can compare notes on an adventurous year.
And maybe I can entertain you with my box of tricks. I need the practice.
Maybe you can. Would this afternoon suit?
I shall pop home, divest myself of the fancy dress, and be right with you.
Permission to undertake some last-minute Christmas shopping, ma'am.
Granted. May I ask why?
We now have a guest. Present-giving is an Earth tradition, is it not?
Yes, that's very thoughtful, Strax.
I know exactly what to get him.
First, we must review this ridiculous auction. This way.
I don't think what it'll be like with Small Piece in charge.
Magnificent.
Some of the most distinguished figures from London's alien population are here. Not to mention a fair few of the undistinguished.
What is your strategy, ma'am?
To outbid the competition.
I see. Well, it could work, but if you require small arms backup, just give me the nod.
Our next item, ladles and jelly spoons, lot 17, one old fossil. Crawl in the earth when Adam was a boy, this was.
That's it. Looks kind of cute.
That creature was the scourge of the Silurian era. A Gribolite.
What? A Gribolite?
Comes with a certificate of authenticity from Charlie Darwin himself. Can I see half a crown?
5 guineas.
No messing about. I like it. 5 guineas we have.
6 guineas.
Lovely. Be a competition. Makes the world go round.
7.
7! Any advance on 7?
20 guineas!
Crikey! 20 guineas we have!
Who is this other bidder?
Shall I destroy them?
No, but I am curious.
30!
Leave it to me.
30 guineas, lummy! Any advance on 30?
50!
50 guineas! A new record, gentlemen and ladies!
Why would anyone want this item so much?
You do, Mom.
I know it's true worth.
Going once! Going twice!
100 guineas!
Mom, that's a lot of money.
That fossil is beyond price. If by some slim chance it is not as dormant as it seems...
It can't be alive after all that time, surely.
I am, my dear. Strax, what's going on?
I believe Small Piece has died.
He's just fainted.
That would have been my second guess.
Did you see who was bidding against me?
It appears to be a female human, ma'am. A particularly hideous example. Her features are shapeless, her skin completely covered in black markings.
Could she not be wearing a veil?
Yes.
Sold it is! 100 guineas!
Thank goodness for that.
I am still curious about this other bidder.
You're in luck, Mom. She's coming over.
Congratulations. Your price was a little too rich for my blood.
It was a good fight, but a fair one, I hope.
Very fair. Enjoy your victory, madam. And perhaps we may one day meet again for a rematch.
Should we put this thing in a stronger box? It's not going to burst out or anything.
Not if kept in the correct conditions. There, Strax. Guard this with your life.
It will not leave my sight, ma'am.
Now we can relax. Enjoy our afternoon with Mr. Jago.
Oh, Strax, did you find something suitable for Henry's Christmas present?
I did. Would you like to see?
Why, hello again, Mr. Jago.
Strax.
What?
Hide the present. Mr. Jago, what brings you back so soon?
Just bumped into a young lady of my acquaintance. Went to doff my hat, and it wasn't there. I was patting me pate like some particularly preposterous parlour game.
Your Santa's cap. You dropped it over there.
Good old. I was worried that chiseler Small Piece might have flogged it off.
That is just the sort of thing he would do.
Are you hiding something behind your back?
What back?
Strax has been procuring supplies for this afternoon's party.
Oh, lovely. Well, I shan't peek. Not long till all is revealed, and swiftly thereafter consumed. TTFN.
High tea for four, Strax. Can it be done at such short notice?
I fear not, ma'am. We are a little understaffed.
You could always use Lions.
Sounds rather dangerous, ma'am. No,
Lions Tea Room. They deliver.
Good idea.
If you're not going straight home, I think I should take the Gribbleite.
There you are. We will rendezvous for high tea at Paternoster Row within the hour.
And wrap Mr. Jago's present.
I have some ribbon that will be just the ticket.
Mr. Jago.
Hmm?
Mr. Jago. It is you. I wasn't sure what with your unusual garb.
No, it's H.G. Jago under all this, all right. How nice of you to remember me.
Oh, how could I forget?
That's what they all say. I tried to take it as a compliment.
And the professor? Is he well?
Thriving, primarily by virtue of being in sunnier climes. He was off as soon as the first snowflake fell.
That's a shame. I haven't seen him since the Royal Society Symposium on Esoteric Flora.
Have you not? Miss, it grieves me to be gauche, but,
Yes?
I haven't the faintest idea who you are.
Alice? Alice Ayling? Were you not there? Oh, no, perhaps not. What about Anna Pavlova's soiree? He was so engaging on the topic of Paleozoic pathologies. And so modest, claiming it wasn't really his field.
Well, it probably wasn't. He doesn't know everything.
Oh, the professor is the consummate polymath, the model of the modern Renaissance man.
Esoteric flora, you say? Is that a particular interest of yours?
Rather. I've seen all the major collections. Kew, Wisley, Lady Bracken's Arboretum. The only one I haven't seen is Madame Vastra's.
Madame Vastra?
Yes. It's rumoured she has the finest collection of Eocene flora this side of... well, the Eocene.
Don't you mean Silurian?
A common mistake. Of course, it could just be unfounded gossip.
Well, perhaps I'll find out this afternoon.
This afternoon?
I'm partaking of tea at Paternoster Row. Who knows, perhaps a tour of the botanical gardens is on the menu.
How absolutely thrilling.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I'm always happy to get outside of some assorted nibbles, but...
Mr. Jago, I know this is terribly impertinent, but I wonder, would you introduce me to Madame Vastra?
Well, I suppose... Well, just perhaps I could...
You could take me this afternoon?
Eh?
As your personal guest? Oh, Mr. Jago! Henry! You've no idea how happy this makes me.
Well, I wasn't actually, Oh, very well.
What time is it? Shall we go now?
No. I was going to nip home first and change into something more appropriate.
No need to be formal, surely.
Well, there is some middle ground between formal and children's entertainer, you know.
I really can't wait. We should go now. Come along, Mr. Jago.
Oh, cripes.
So, now you've got your gribbleite, what are you going to do with it? Stick it in your tropical garden?
The Siluritum? That's the last place I would consider.
Well, wouldn't it be at home down there?
Too much so. They thrive in warm conditions.
It's dead, though, surely.
Very little can kill a gribbleite. That is one of the two qualities that make them so dangerous.
And the other?
They can self-reproduce at an astonishing rate.
Oh. Or maybe we'd better keep it in the ice house.
Good suggestion. By the way, Jenny, my dear...
You're going to ask if I've noticed those footsteps behind us.
Indeed.
Did you want something?
Just give us it.
I beg your pardon?
The box. Hand it over. No one need get hurt.
True, but the way to ensure that happy outcome is for me to not give you this box, but for you to explain who you are and why you want it, then retire.
What?
Madam's being very generous. Too generous.
Give that here.
No, you don't.
And as for you... I ask again, why do you want this box?
It was... just a job.
Oh, someone put you up to this.
Not being paid enough for this.
Who is your employer?
I don't know. I don't. All I know is we was to hand the merchandise over tonight.
Where?
Round the back of the glue works.
Next to Small Pieces Emporium. Right, this is what you're going to do, right? You go home empty-handed. And when you meet up with your employer, you tell him Madame Vastra will be in touch.
I will.
Thank you, Jenny. Check the gribbleite is undamaged.
Mum... We've got a problem.
A problem?
Look in the box.
Is that a dove?
It was.
This is not good.
There's a flap at the bottom. Maybe it's underneath. There's something here.
The gribbleite.
A rabbit. This is Mr. Jago's present, isn't it?
We need to get the gribbleite away from Strax before...
He does something stupid.
Walk faster.
Here we are.
Goodness, so grand.
Stop!
Who said that? Is that young Strax? Where are you?
Don't come any closer.
We won't.
Thank you so much for this, Mr. Jago.
Oh, it's nothing.
You're just as kind as Professor Lightfoot.
Oh, some would say more so.
Are you still there?
Yes.
You may enter. I've disabled the lava trenches.
The what?
Well, cover them up. I recommend you tread lightly.
After you? Or after me?
Let's get out of this cold.
You have 22 seconds. Mind the laser monkeys.
What was that borderline lethal obstacle course about? Last time I visited, there was nothing more hazardous to health than an over-polished floor.
A root and branch overhaul of security measures.
Better to be safe than sorry.
And even better, to have an acid cannon. The mistress has been far too lax. Under my regime, not a teaspoon will go missing without repercussions.
Have a lot of trouble with teaspoons?
Like you wouldn't believe. Also, socks.
Thieves steal your socks?
Not even the whole pair. Just one at a time.
Do you know? I get that too.
So, what other mechanisms do you have to foil these villains?
I'd like to see a boy take a healthy interest in armaments. The first measure is defensive. At the flick of a switch, 15-inch titanium barricades will seal off all internal gangways.
Goodness, which switch?
This one here, marked with a B for barricade. I have installed control banks on every level of the house to enable activation whenever my duties... Hang on.
What?
Perhaps it is B for beryllium barrage. Bouncing bombs? No matter. I know for a fact that the switch marked F launches the photon rats. This lever, marked M, instigates the magnetic mega loop.
Should all 19 levels of defense fail, the fusion pods will be engaged...
And the entire house vaporized. And when I say house, I mean postal district.
Thorough.
I aim to provide satisfaction. Now, if you would care to enter the afternoon room, high tea is served.
I say, isn't this nice?
For the savory course, I have laid on this delightful selection of finger sandwiches.
Yummy. My favorite.
Should that not appeal, a vegetarian alternative is available. Bon appetit!
Oh, please, my dear, hurry.
A Strax changed the locks. Flaming electrified doorbell.
Hopefully the intercom is less dangerous. Strax, are you in there?
I can see his hat on the stand.
Strax! If you don't let me in this instant, you may consider your position terminated and do not expect a reference. The longer that fossil is out of my hands, the greater the risk.
I'll try around the back. What kind of risk?
If the gribolite reaches too high a temperature, our problems will multiply.
Is the room temperature to your satisfaction?
Well, I'm starting to thaw out. Might as well chuck another piece of coal on the fire while you're here, though.
My pleasure. I shall return shortly with the sweet trolley. And a surprise.
Surprise?
Mother is the idiomatic unit.
Nothing. So much for security. Good job there isn't really a crime wave, otherwise we'd be wide open. I don't believe it.
Come on. Blimey, either you're out of touch or this door's made...
Gotcha!
Oh!
What? Small piece?
Huh? I say, Miss Ailing, pick a card.
A what? Sorry?
A card from this deck. Any card.
Oh, I see. Will this one do?
Any card. Now, I shuffle the deck, as so, and put your card back in.
Oh, it's a magic trick, yes?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Now, would you care for a sandwich?
Yes. Cucumber, please.
Quick tap with me magic wand, and voila! Oh, but before you take a bite... What's that sticking out?
It's a rather soggy playing card.
And is it, perchance, the one you chose?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, strike that one, then.
The sweet trolley. And once you have gorged yourselves on my delicate fancies, it will be time for...
A box?
Your Christmas present.
How kind. I'm afraid I didn't get you anything.
Quite all right, Mr. Jago. I have everything I could ever want. Except a fishing lance.
I wonder what it is.
I'll put it by the hearth for now, as per tradition. No peeking.
You better have a good explanation for this.
Well, of course I have.
And?
Oh,
Well, it's like this. You know I'm a jack of all trades.
If you say so.
They all say so. Whatever you want doing, small piece can do it, yeah?
Well, I've never heard anyone say that.
So, I heard your missus was looking for a locksmith to fix a back door, and I says, look no further. Old small piece is your man. Hence, you find me here today, attending to said back door.
With your trusty locksmith's crowbar.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you crook. And keep your hands where I can see them.
Another macaroon?
Oh, don't mind if I do. That box of yours, is it just me or is it wriggling?
Wriggling?
It's definitely moving.
Is it a job lot of Mexican jumping beans?
Why don't you open it, sir?
Shouldn't I wait for the others?
I can't wait to see your face.
That lid's trying to take itself off. Well then, let's see what...
What are they?
This is what you thought I'd like for Christmas.
It looked different in the shop.
Get back!
Don't panic, Miss Ailing.
They're pulling me.
Could you pass that poker, sir?
Here you are.
Excellent. One down.
Alice, where are you going?
I'm not staying here with those things.
Last. Strax, I need to speak to you at... Who are you?
Madame Vestra? I'm Alice. Alice Ailing. I came with Mr. Jago.
Henry's here?
In the drawing room. With your butler. Oh, it's horrible! Horrible!
He's harmless, really, most of the time.
Not Mr. Strax! Them!
Ribbolites. We're too late. How many is that? 16? I make that 16.
You're doing a sterling job, old son, but...
Yes!
Well, doesn't it feel like there are more now than before you started smashing them?
Impossible. Wait a minute.
Did that little critter just turn into two little critters?
They're multiplying. We must contain the situation.
Yes, yes. How?
Immediate lockdown.
Lockdown? Steady. Are you sure?
Don't worry, Mr. Jago. Now, which button was it? Yes!
They're going. Where are they going?
Downstairs. And I know why. We must contain them somehow.
Strax! Like that, you mean?
Not exactly.
Every exit's blocked, even the front door.
That at least is good.
But we're trapped with those creatures.
It is good that the threat is limited to this house, but I do not wish to share my home with a horde of Gribbolites indefinitely.
What then?
We need a way to immobilize them before the problem grows too large to contain.
Having a party?
Hands off.
Where are we going?
To the mistress. She can decide what to do with you.
Very understanding woman, Madame Vestra. I've always... What the...
You all right?
Oh, and then it took me nose off. What on earth is that?
Strax's new defences to keep out burglars.
But he didn't even know I was coming.
He's blocked the door behind us too. Thank you, Strax.
You've locked us in.
Not just us, Mr. Jago. Every room and passageway on every floor is completely isolated.
Oh, very nice, I'm sure. But the point I was making was...
Shh.
You've locked us in with them.
Not for long.
They don't seem to agree.
This is not a fair fight. As soon as you obliterate one...
Two more pop up.
Curse these arthropods!
Yeah!
This is our way out.
The bookcase?
Mm-hmm. Even in an emergency, Strax would not compromise his own ability to move around the house.
Well, I still don't see...
Not a lover of Gothic fiction. One of many hidden entrances to the servants' stairwell.
So why are the creatures heading downstairs? Are they naturally subterranean?
Below this house is my Siluritum, a vast, natural cave that I have turned into a repository for the flora of my era. Its conditions are a perfect match for those that existed when the Gribbleites last infested the Earth.
It sounds enchanting. May I see it?
The Siluritum is not open to visitors, Gribbleite or human.
No, of course, but, well, not even if I asked nicely.
Miss Ailing, I am a married woman.
What? Can you smell something?
I can.
Is it important? A clue to dealing with the Gribbleites?
A clue, yes, but not that. Come, the Siluritum awaits.
It's no good, sir. There's too many of them.
Oh, you fought well, Strax, but this enemy is made of sterner stuff.
Only on the outside. Inside, squishy bits. This habit of reproducing by binary fission gives them an unfair advantage.
Divide and conquer, you might say.
Might I?
Never mind. An honorable retreat, then.
Suntarans do not make honorable retreats. Tactical withdrawal?
Even better. Only question is...
Where?
Precisely. I don't want to say I told you so, but I did think it was a bad idea when you put 15 inches of titanium between us and safety. Can't you,
I cannot open the barricade, sir. Not with the threats still at large.
Oh, no, of course I wasn't suggesting that. Oh, maybe I was. But there's no other way out. The doors are blocked. The windows are blocked.
Aha!
Aha!
There is our exit.
Oh, no!
It is perfect. A direct conveyance to the lower floors.
Yes, but a dumb waiter.
It should just be large enough for two people.
Oh, they are just...
Then steel yourself, Mr. Jago. You go first while I provide covering fire.
I think I ripped something.
Are you in, sir?
Your turn.
One more for luck.
Up you get.
I see what you mean. They are snug.
They're climbing up after us.
The doors!
We did it.
We did it.
Is that you?
No, I thought it was you.
Me?
Humans are always scratching themselves. It is not a Santaran habit.
There's one in here!
Dive!
Wait there. But the Siluritum?
A minor detour. I need something from my armory.
Armory?
Yes, this should do nicely.
What is it?
A scientific tool that produces a localized reduction in temperature to approximately minus 200 Kelvin.
You mean an ice gun?
Indeed. Even a Gribbleite cannot withstand such extremes. That is plan A. I only hope it is enough.
What's plan B?
Rather drastic.
Of all the people to be stuck in a scullery with.
Look, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, that'll be a first.
I was trying to break in, but only so I could steal it back, that fossil thingy.
Get a better offer, did you? Well, forget about it. There's no way the mistress is letting that creature out of her sight.
Oh, wasn't that it? What's it doing scurrying about your scullery?
Oh, Strax, you idiot. She's going to go mad.
Where's it gone?
I don't know.
Is there another way out?
Of course. The old trap door to the cellar.
Cellar? Oh, wine cellar?
We never use it. The mistress has different tastes. Here, help me with this.
We're free! Now what?
I think we've got company.
A textbook tactical withdrawal.
And that's the last time. I don't care who asks. You, Lightfoot, Queen Victoria. I'm not getting in one of those things again.
I was thinking I might use it more often. There are a lot of stairs in this house.
Where are we?
Staff quarters. I have reinforced this level to the extent that it could withstand a 15-megaton bomb.
A what?
Providing it was exploded a very great distance away.
So, what's the plan? Stay here until these things get bored and leave?
Ha! Very amusing, Mr. Jago. No, we are here to fight back. The Armory.
Madame Vastra has an armory?
She does. But this one is mine.
You're a two-armory household?
I would not wish to enter a combat situation with only Silurian armaments at my disposal. They are too concerned with grace and subtlety. Sontarans have no need for such qualities.
I had noticed.
Sontaran weapons, on the other hand...
Corks! You got enough there for a small army.
A small army?
In number, not in stature.
Ah, yes. You know how to handle a Stenk 11, soldier?
What?
Prion carbine?
I wouldn't know which end to hold.
Meson gun.
Don't think I could lift it.
I know. Take charge of the bioscanner. A very important job. A scan is required on entering any new terrain to warn of incoming threats.
You mean it'll tell us if any of these beasties are about?
That's it. Now, fall in behind me.
Door's barricaded too. Blast!
There's more of them every second. Can't we go back upstairs?
We're stuck either way. Put that wine down.
It's for me nerves. Ain't you nervous?
They're not going to eat you.
No, but at this rate, we might drown in them.
Is this the lowest level?
It is.
Then... that's the door to the Salyuritum.
I must ask you to remain here while I survey the extent of the problem.
We haven't seen any Gribbleites on the way down. Maybe the barricades worked. Maybe they were all trapped up...
It's worse than I feared. Much worse.
How did they get down here?
This is an old house. There are any number of nooks and crannies they could squeeze through, but all is not lost. They are at least contained.
Oh, one's escaped. Quick, the gun.
Stand back.
Oh, it worked.
Poor thing. Don't feel sympathy. These creatures are entirely antithetical to your way of life.
Are you going to freeze them all like that?
Not practical, but there may be a way to deal with them en masse.
Plan B?
Strax informs me that he has fitted this house with a network of pipes containing liquefied super ice. I fear the only course of action remaining is to use this to flood the entire Silurium.
But that won't just kill the Gribbleites. It will destroy your collection.
That may not be such a bad thing.
What?
Everything has its time, Alice. The Silurium is a cherished project, but not without dangers of its own.
You can't. I won't let you.
No? You take an unusual interest in my Silurium. The Gribbleites also. Considering when we first met, you were running, screaming from them. Or at least pretending to.
Pretending?
I know who you are.
I'm Alice. I told you.
Yes, but you are also the woman who was bidding against me at the auction.
What?
I have many Russian friends. The accent you adopted might fool the average amateur dramatic society, but not...
Why on earth would you think that?
Because, Alice,
I recognise your scent.
I'm not wearing any.
I didn't say perfume. I said scent. My species is very sensitive to such things.
The rumours were true. You are prehistoric. Beautiful.
A curious reaction. But this charade, while diverting, is distracting me from an immeasurably more important task. I will therefore restrain you with these handcuffs while I deal with the Gribbleites.
Oh, will you?
Yes. Hold out your hands.
Supposing I hold out my hand and pull this lever.
Lever?
On Mr. Strax's control panel. You don't know what it does, do you? Ha ha! Well, thanks to him, I do. M for magnetic megaloop. Let's see how powerful it is. Oh, look. Now I have the ice gun.
Alice, be careful. That is not a toy.
Now, what would happen if I were to use it on you?
You wouldn't.
You're a reptile. Ectothermic. I don't think it would do you any good at all.
What do you want?
Let's start with your saluritum.
There's something behind this door.
Arthropods. I hate these fellows.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You know what this reminds me of?
Enlighten me, Mr. Bingo.
Colonel Cumberbatch's cockroach guts. Memorably toured the regions in the late 60s, following which he took up residency at the Primrose Hill Pleasure Dome.
Did pleasure ensue?
2 weeks in, the place was infested. After a month, the entire street was condemned. Had to bulldoze the neighborhood. I've had a very strict rule ever since. No animal acts with more than 4 legs or 2 eyes.
An attitude that does you credit. Where are they going? You cowards! Come back and take your punishment like a crustacean.
Look, they're heading down that grid thing in the floor.
Mr. Jago, a status report on the level below, if you please.
It's full of little dots. Is everyone a Gribbleite?
They're massing. In the cellar! Oh, glorious day!
What are you doing?
Initiating Operation Meltdown. The greatest and hitherto most pointless of all my defensive measures.
Which is?
To completely flood the entire tertiary substratum of this house. Even in my wildest dreams, I could not imagine a scenario in which that would be of any use whatsoever. And yet, here we are.
Flooded? With what?
What's that trickling?
Trickling? Sounds more like gushing to me.
The floor's wet. As a pipe burst.
Funny. My shoes are sizzling. What is this?
Don't touch it.
Now my soles are melting.
Well, it won't just be them if we stand here much longer. Quick, on that table.
What?
Strax, what have you done?
It's acid, isn't it?
How did you guess?
Huh? There are 2 big blobs in the middle of all the little blobs.
Human life signs. Pay it no heed.
Humans? In the cellar?
Yes.
Which you're flooding with acid? Hello? Who's down there?
Mr. Jago? It's Jenny.
And Small Piece.
What the hell's going on?
Sorry about the acid. Strax is just turning it off.
It can't be turned off.
He says it can't be turned off.
But you better do something.
She says you better do something.
We must effect a rescue.
How? All the doors are blocked by your blasted barricades.
That is our method of conveyance.
Oh, lummy.
It's magnificent. Ferns like trees. Gunnera, the size of a house. More species than I could imagine.
A modest memento of my world. I've barely started yet. Building this refuge over the past few months. I feel less adrift in this era.
Then how can you think of destroying it?
Look around you. If we do not take this chance to stop the Gribbleites, they will emerge and spread across the surface of your world like a biblical plague.
It wouldn't be so bad if these weren't the only specimens.
What do you mean?
You're a hoarder. That's the only reason this dilemma exists. really is terrifically selfish.
I am not hoarding these specimens, you silly girl. I am their custodian.
The answer's simple. Let someone else take samples.
Samples?
Me, for instance. Pollen from this extinct rhododendron, perhaps?
You cannot just take...
I can. Watch. A seed pod from this tree. Like so. And in the bag it goes.
This is not about the boundaries of personal property. This is about responsibility. These plants come from an entirely different ecosystem.
That's what makes them so remarkable.
It is what makes them so dangerous. They are far more vigorous than any modern genus. Fitted for a world of giants if they got out.
Don't tell me. They cover the planet within a generation. Something like that.
Yes.
You're like one of those fire and brimstone preachers. It's terribly boring.
It happens to be true. Put that back.
Now, now. Stay where you are, or I'll freeze your feet to the floor.
Is that acid getting higher, or are the table legs melting?
Both. Where's Strax? Mr. Jago said they were coming.
You want to know why I broke in, miss?
Well, it doesn't really matter now, does it?
Well, after the auction, someone gave me the nod how dangerous that thing was.
Well, the mistress did tell you.
I was going to take it back so I could nobble it. I know what you're thinking of me, but I weren't in it for myself, not this time.
Well, maybe... What's that?
Miss Jenny, we are here to rescue you.
Strax, me boy! I knew I could rely on you.
I'm in here too. Can you give me a hand? My leg's gone to sleep.
Out you come. Careful, not a lot of room on this table.
More than in there.
Phew. So, what's the plan? Back up in the dumbwaiter?
Nothing so undignified, small piece. In fact, we will not be needing it again. Send it back, Mr. Jago.
With pleasure.
What then?
This gun is the most powerful handheld armament ever created by my people. It can penetrate the shielding of a Rutan war chariot at 10,000 paces and will make minced meat of that door. Cover your eyes!
The door's still there, Strax.
The battery is flat. Oh, useless on Taran detritus.
Any backup plans?
No.
This acid, good stuff, is it?
The best. You will be a pool of amino acids in seconds.
Well, this is a fine way to go out. After all I've been through, melted from the feet up in a rotten old cellar while dressed as Father Christmas. If those orphans could see me now, they'd weep into their gruel.
Would it help if I lied and said things could be worse?
Why I ever trusted you, I don't know. Lightfoot would have had some ideas. In fact, Lightfoot would never have led me down here with nothing but a conked-out ray gun. No, all that can save us now is a cast-iron 11th-hour miracle, a deus ex machina par excellence. And let me tell you, ladies and gents, as someone who spent as much time treading the boards as escaping from life-or-death situations... Such things happen only in the theatre. I might as well wave this blasted magic wand and expect that to save the day. Allah flaming Kazam!
Oh, now I remember. That ain't a magic wand.
What the?
Some kind of alien death ray. Should really have been under the counter.
Well done, Mr. Jago. The door is gone.
And so's the acid. Let's get out.
Where are we?
The servant staircase.
Shh. What? Ain't we leaving?
The lights are on in the Silaritum. Not the infrared, the main ones. Someone's down there. Mom!
You made it, my love. Was that thanks or no thanks to Strax?
A little of each, Mom.
And Mr. Smallpiece, without whom this entire farrago could have been averted.
Oh, he's not so bad.
There's millions of them.
Look on the bright side. This is all the Gribbleites.
They're still growing, though.
Which is why I intended to flood this chamber with ice.
What are you waiting for?
The Gribbleites are not our only problem.
Alice?
Oh, hello, Mr. Jago. Isn't it wonderful down here? Better than I could have imagined. Thank you so much for effecting my introduction.
Yes. Thank you, Henry.
I'm detecting that all is not as it seems.
Miss Ailing has been playing you, playing us all. When she failed to win the auction...
That was you.
She sent two thugs to steal the Gribbleite.
Sorry about that. To be honest, I've gone off Gribbleites. Too much like hard work.
Very sensible. Try guinea pig. They're low maintenance.
But then, when I saw Henry, I realized I could widen my horizons. This is something else. Specimens that no one alive has ever seen.
Alice has decided to purloin my collection.
But she can't.
She can, while she wields that weapon, my dear.
The mistress keeps these specimens here for a reason, you know. They can't be allowed out into the wild.
I'm not going to let them out. I'm going to keep them in my collection.
Your collection? Where's that, then? In a shoebox under the bed?
Might be. But one day, I'll give it to the British Museum.
One day?
When it's worthy of them. I'll pay for a new wing to house it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you've not thought this through.
Man, I appreciate that parleying with the enemy is your domain.
Negotiations.
But battle strategy is mine. And during the course of these negotiations, the number of alien arthropods has increased by a factor of 2.149. If no action is taken, I calculate that in 4 minutes, you will be knee-deep in Gribbleites. Within the hour, they will be over your heads, and you will die.
Be over yours sooner than that.
Alice, perhaps I have been too harsh.
Really?
You are clearly a connoisseur, my dear. The examples you have chosen for your collection are particularly fine.
Thank you. You did all the hard work. I'm such a wonderful curator. If you'd like a job at the Ailing Wing, when it opens, I'll put in a word.
Are you two flirting?
I noticed you took a seed pod from the Swamp Cypress. One of my favorites. Tall, majestic, extremely fast-growing. Even the seed has a subtle grandeur.
This one.
Hold it up to the light.
I still can't quite see.
Jenny, give Alice some help.
More light, you mean?
Mm-hmm. The infrared, I think. To maximum.
To maximum.
Ah! It's sprouting!
Let go of it, then.
It's true. You're not wrong about it being fast-growing.
I did say let go.
A bit late now. Must be 10 feet tall.
I'd hang on if I were you, girl. It ain't slowing down.
Oh, it will. When they remove the stimulus of the infrared.
Please! I don't like heights!
I think Miss Ailing is out of harm's way now. Jenny?
Probably best, or she'll hit the roof. Infrared lights. Off.
Now, Strax, how do I... Oh, where is Strax?
The Gribble lights. They're almost over his head.
Man, I... Up you come, Strax!
Blimey, you're heavy.
The ice sprinklers, how do I turn them on?
Button marked I.
This one?
Or is that the iridium imploder? No, it's the ice.
Here goes.
We're gonna drown again!
Hello? It's turned it into snow.
The heat of the siluritum is causing crystallization. No matter. It will still be sufficient to render the Gribbleites inert.
They're slowing down already, Mom.
I say, a white Christmas.
Eh?
Just turned midnight. Look,
it ain't real snow, though.
I suggest we take what we can get.
Seconded. Peace on Earth and goodwill to all men.
And Sontarans.
May your deity bless you, small piece.
And lizard women.
Silurians.
I answer to both. And really, I think men covered it.
Speak for yourself, Mom. Happy Christmas, all of you.
All except the poor orphans. I've let them down. Trapped underground when I should have been putting on my magic show. They'll think Christmas is cancelled.
Merely postponed. I propose we bring them here.
Yeah.
Strax, are you up to the challenge?
First thing in the morning, I shall hasten to the poulterers on the corner and procure their prize turkey.
And we've even got a Christmas tree. Look, there's never been a bigger one, not even down Trafalgar Square.
Nor a more lifelike fairy on top.
Let me down! I feel sick!
You should have thought of that!
I won't do it again!
Indeed not! Inspector Cotton will make quite sure.
But you'll have to wait. He won't be free till New Year.
What now then, grub?
I suggest Strax makes a start on dismantling his rather offensive defences.
Oh, but, Mum...
We have the orphans to consider.
If the show's still on, I'd better get practising. Where's me wand?
No!
Maybe not. Well then, pick a card. Anyone?
You have been listening to The Paternoster Gang, Merry Christmas, Mr. Jago, written by Paul Morris. Madame Bastra was played by Neve McIntosh. Jenny Flint, Catherine Stewart. Strax, Dan Starkey. Jago, Christopher Benjamin. Small Piece, Trevor Cooper. Alice Ayling, Elizabeth Bauer. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Music and sound design, Joe Kramer. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.